Hello and welcome to my latest audio boo. This is to do with implementing mental skills and psychological support amongst those who are under the age of 16. The advantage of implementing mental skills with such a young age group are that those mental skills, once refined and practiced consistently over a course of time, will actually make the youngster or group of youngsters much stronger in application as they get older. It also provides an advantage where, as the phrase would have it, catch them when they're young. In other words, they will be more likely to take up the idea of sports psychology because it's implemented as a program from a young age. Whereas the older the performer becomes, the less likely they are to engage in that program if they don't believe in its true value. Once you've established this, you then need to implement a program of mental skills with youngsters. And one actual possibility is to invest in some drawing paper and get the youngsters to draw an imagery picture of themselves. So for instance, a footballer might imagine themselves taking a penalty and scoring and being successful. A goalkeeper, on the converse hand, may be happy to draw the picture of them making some saves, and a striker of scoring goals, a defender making tackles, winning headers. Once these pictures are drawn by the individual, it becomes an image that they can then use to implement imagery within their training, where they imagine these scenarios. Another possibility is to discuss with them short process goals. Goals must be a process by which the individual can learn from, and not an outcome from which the individual will only see success or failure. So in summary, two mental skills that I would advocate to use and implement with youngsters from the ages of 16 and under would be imagery, where they draw pictures of successful performance, and goal setting, which the coach sets process goals in related to their performance outcomes.